Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow, but also to help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. Today's topic is Thanksgiving. Now let's talk about it. Welcome back. As I stated earlier, today's topic is about Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty sure it hits right on the nose. It's the holiday season, so I figured talking about Thanksgiving would be the best topic for this month. By the way, this is episode 12 of season 1, which means this is the last episode. I'm thankful just for that. Even the fact that I even made it this far to episode 12 and just kept going. But I look forward to seeing what God does with the podcast going into 2025. So there won't be an episode for December. Just a heads up. But I appreciate y'all support. And those that watched it, I hope you continue to watch it. I look forward to seeing y'all next year and seeing what God does in y'all life next year. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to speak to people and just encourage them and help them see that life has ups and downs, but we can get through it together. This is not just a one-man show. It's every hands on deck that can help out. That's what it's all about. That's what I feel like life is mostly about, community and being able to grow together to help build each other up, strengthen one another. You know, as I've stated previously in the last podcast episode, which was about friends in episode 11. So my question for you right now for this episode would be, what are you thankful for? I really want you to think on that. Giving thanks is very important, and that's basically what we're going to speak on today. So there's 4 key benefits to having a thankful heart. That's what I call it, having a thankful heart. So don't get too focused on these kneecaps here. I know. They out and about. But let's try to stay focused up here, you know, and focus on what I'm saying, not what you're seeing. You feel me? All right. So got my handy dandy note box. So let's see what we got in there for today. So the 4 key benefits of having a thankful heart. Number 1, mental health. Number 2, the social benefit. Number 3, the physical health. Number 4, resilience building. Now we're going to speak on these a little later on in the podcast to go more into detail. It's important to have a thankful heart because it cultivates a positive mindset. It improves relationships, enhances resilience in the face of challenges. It increases happiness and well-being by focusing more on the positive aspects of life. You know, it promotes an optimistic point of view of looking at things. That's why it's really good to have a positive attitude towards people, towards negative impacts that may seem that way at the moment. But if you really look into things more detailed, you'll start to notice there's always a positive to a negative. And sometimes it's not that easy. And I understand there's a lot of challenges that people face that are heart-wrenching and breaking again. Can really take a toll on you. But I want you to know there is a brighter side. There is a light around the corner. Just keep pushing and keep going. With that being said, I want you to think about it like this. Every test that you go through, the rain, the storm, the pain, the change, the end result is usually a testimony. Being able to talk about how you got through the hard times, being able to share your experiences, helping people that's coming under you so that way they can get through it. It's all about the outlook, the way you see things, your perspective. When you change your perspective, you can change the outcome. Now, let's talk about the key benefits of having a thankful heart. Key number one, your mental health. You see, having gratitude can reduce stress levels, can improve your mood, and increase overall life satisfaction. You see, we all know that your mental health is very important. That's why, thankfully, nowadays, it's more common for somebody to go see a therapist, to have somebody to talk to about things that they don't feel comfortable with other people. Always make sure your mental health is intact. Because if your mental health isn't there, then your life can't be fully embraced and you don't get the fullness of life. Key number two, it's a social benefit. It can strengthen relationships by making you more positive and appreciative of others. So instead of taking advantage of people, these steps to actually understanding how valuable people are and even the connections you make. Connections are a very big thing. I'm starting to learn that now, networking and getting to know people, having the right people in your circle to help you. Because that can also help with your mental health, you know? So, for the word of the day, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And what that's basically saying is, live the happy life, man. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what God gives you in the way he gives it to you. Pray continually. Pray for everything that you have, that you will be great stewards of it. That you don't just lollygag and take it here and take it there and don't take it to him first. You know, everything he gives you, there's a reason why he gave it to you. So figure that out first before you go about taking the steps towards it. Don't always go in your own understanding because it's limited. All right. Just remember that. Is limited.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, you know what time of the season it is. Gathering, you know, family, friends, loved ones, and food. I'm just thankful to be able to share this time with y'all. Just be sure to subscribe to this channel so you can learn more and grow more along the way.
Key number three, physical health. Studies have shown there to be a connection between gratitude and improvement in physical health, including better sleep and reduced pain perception. Now, I don't know about you, but I need all that. I definitely need some better sleep. You feel me? Don't take that for granted. All right. So, key number four, resilience building. Recognizing things to be thankful for, even during difficult times, can help you cope when there are difficult challenges ahead. Being resilient, never giving up, never losing hope. That's another way that having a thankful heart can really impact your life. The word given, which is G-I-V-E-N, can also be looked at as to take something for granted. They was given the chance to make the team, but they played terrible. They were given the chance to work as a manager, but turned it down because they thought there was something better out there. They was given the chance to make a difference, but they didn't feel worthy enough. You see, don't take giving thanks for granted. That can be kindness to somebody's ears, seeing that they really made an impact just by what they said. It don't have to be nothing major. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for taking the time to hear me out. Thank you for being a close friend that I can rely on and depend on, that I know will be there when things get tough. There's a lot to be thankful for. The question is, are you gonna take the time to recognize it? You see, there's a lot of people that feel entitled, feel like they deserve everything. And you know what? Recently, I've thought about the fact that there's so many people in the world that don't have it like you have it. Yes, you may be going through this struggle. You may be going through this difficulty. But do you really think there's nobody out there that has it worse than you? That's not looking at your circumstances and making it little. It's just helping you realize there's somebody out there that's struggling more than you. There's somebody that may have had pain that was worse than anybody could even imagine. And you don't even realize how selfish that could be of your thinking, the way you're thinking. You gotta be mindful about the fact that you may live in a country that somebody else may not even be able to have their own opinions on, may have to follow certain rules and get punished for it. Yeah, I ain't trying to go too deep or too dark, but that just came up in my mind recently, and it really made me think about life and all that I got to be thankful for. And I just thank God that he allowed me to be where I am. And I came a long way. I feel I have. But I got a long way to go, you know? I got a long way to go. But I'm just thankful that every day I get a chance to be a better person than I was the day before. Now, I don't always get it right, but I make sure I try to take that step towards that. So I'm just thankful for breath, life, health, and the strength to even keep pushing. I want you to think about it like this. All right, so there's a guy in the business, and he's higher up. He has a lot of money for the most part. He's very wealthy in people's eyes. He usually gets anything he wants. He's entitled, I guess you could say. But he doesn't see it as something he should be grateful for, because he's used to it. It's all he knows is, I'm gonna get my way. If I want this, I'm gonna get it. And then on the other hand, there's another guy that doesn't have it all. He struggles here and there. He doesn't have paycheck to paycheck. He has a whole bunch of bills he has to handle. He has a lot of stressors, but he has a thankful heart. He has hope, and it keeps him going. So let me ask you this. Which one out of those two do you feel has more of a successful life? The one that has everything already but doesn't see it? Or the one who doesn't have it much at all but sees everything as a blessing? If you ask me, I would definitely say the one that sees everything as a blessing. He doesn't take anything for granted. He sees everything as an opportunity to learn and grow, whether it be a win or a loss. That's how I want to see life. I want to see hope in everything, in every situation, knowing that my destination is already determined, and it's for greatness. That's what I want to set my mind on. That's the mentality I want to have, that go get it, that thankful mindset of, I could have been dead and gone. I could not be here right now. But I'm going to take every breath I get to try to make a difference, make an impact in somebody's life. You feel me? The other guy, on the other hand, he may never realize true happiness. And I don't want that to be me or nobody else. So don't go down that path. Just try to start cultivating a mindset of, I want to see everything as a blessing. Because then, when you shift to that perspective, everything gets brighter. So, with that being said, let's recap. So, the four key benefits of having a thankful heart is mental health, social benefit, physical health, and resilience building. Those are the four key benefits of having a thankful heart. So, the challenge for you is, and this will be my last challenge for you for the year, so I want you to really take this serious and write down at least five things you're thankful for today. Yeah, I know it's Thanksgiving, so I ain't gonna keep you long. I'm just grateful that you took the time to come join us and, you know, just enjoy life together and just grow together, you know. That's what it's all about. So until next time, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Can't wait till I see y'all next time. Until then, happy Thanksgiving, and have a Merry Christmas, and also a Happy New Year. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, don't forget now to like, comment, subscribe, and share to others so they can know where to go to get more growth information and just to keep the community together and impact the world. Until the next time, hey, I'm out.
Real talk. Real talk.